gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Don't you love it when the presidential candidates and our sponsors all come together in a magical little clump? Mike and Raleigh with a, what is this? It's a GoToMeeting?
GoToMeeting, yeah.
Save on travel costs with GoToMeeting for when you want to fire people from the comfort of your own home.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
All right, StephanieMiller.com, the website, SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Speaking of sexy liberals, why, it's time for...
Carl.
Yeah. Carl Frisch. Exciting. BullfightStrategies.com. So inviting to me. Oh, he's Frisch. Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Good morning.
Of Bullfight Strategies. Thank you. Speaking of... so, you say, which was kind of... It made me a little droopy. After Iowa, New Hampshire, it's clear Willard Mitt Romney will be the Republican nominee. Oh, come on. We need the fighting to go on and on, don't we?
Oh, that doesn't mean it's going to stop anytime soon.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason these other candidates should get out of the race.
Well, that's what you
even
say.
He's going to be the nominee.
Right, which made me happy. You say Ron Paul's second place finish in New Hampshire, more a symptom of the weak field he's competing in than his actual viability. I mean, that's what you're saying. I mean, whether it's motivated by just sheer hatred of Willard... Or what? As you say, the other candidates are not going to be ignored. It's going to go on and on and on until Willard faces up to his responsibilities.
I'm not going to be ignored!
No.
For Ron Paul, I mean, it's more fueled by the quest for human brain.
Yes, sure.
But for the other candidates, you know, none of them are going to be the vice presidential running mate. None of them are going to be in the cabinet. None of them are going to be appointed to senior administration officials if Romney were to win.
Right.
So why should they get out? The base hates Romney. The base is where the money is in politics.
Well,
so, you know.
Carl, interesting. You know, absolutely. I was reading your piece. An interesting take on it because you say, why quit? Why give Romney a break so he can prepare for the nomination? As you say, at this point, now they're running for, you know, forget the future of the country or the prospects of their own party in 2012. They have their eyes firmly affixed on their own bottom lines, meaning, you know, whether it's Fox or the, you know, right-wing radio base, you say, should Romney win, the gravy train they're gearing up for will run dry without Obama to kick around. So
yeah.
It's almost, that's their motivation, right?
Yeah, I call me a cynic, but I think it's true. I mean, there's just no way to look at this race and think that you look at Rick Perry and say, you know what, I can see a path to the nomination for him. There is no path. I mean, you look at the other ones as well, there's no path. So, you know, it's just not going to happen. I mean, when I heard Huntsman in New Hampshire say, oh, we've got one of the three tickets for New Hampshire, I was like, for the love of Joseph Smith, somebody tell him it's a Greyhound coupon. It's not a ticket.
Yeah. Well, you say, mark my words, in short order, Fox News, the right-wing blog and talk radio apparatus will begin to circle the wagons around Romney, regardless of what they said about him during this long primary season. And it seems to me like we have more fodder than usual this go-round for what the Republicans have said and are saying about Romney, right?
Oh, way more. I mean, I think, you know, when McCain was nominated, we were all kind of marveling at the fact that a guy who could barely muster 50 to 60% in the primaries would get the nomination. This is a guy who gets like one out of every four Republican voters. So, yeah, there's a ton of stuff out there that these people have said about him. And, you know, it's going to be our responsibility to remind them what they said.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the one thing that obviously is big right now is the Bain stuff. You say it's issues like these that will seal his fate with Democrats and independents alike. If Romney thought it was tough to win the nomination while facing off against jokes like Ron Paul, Michelle Bachmann, Rick Santorum, et cetera, Herman Cain, wait till he tries to unseat President Obama. It is feeling very similar, I have to say, to the whole McCain. It's almost like they do the same thing every time, right? They pick the guy that, it's his turn now, but they all hate him, and, you know, and then he loses.
They've certainly done that recently. What I fear is that they're setting themselves up for the base getting really angry that they never get their candidate. And next time around, we end up with, you know, Ron Paul on or methamphetamine or something. I fear that we're going to have some super right-wing candidate next time.
Well, how do you it's interesting now the way this Bain stuff is playing out, isn't it? You had, like, Newt Gingrich yesterday sort of walking it back because now, like, you know, the Republican establishment is so angry that they're using the same attacks.
Well, how do you walk?
Yeah.
How do you?
But, right, it's too late, right? He's already said it.
That you're not allowed to coordinate on.
Yeah.
I mean, just because his buddy gave him $5 million, gave his super PAC $5 million, and they bought the video, and they're airing it all over the place, how do you walk something back that you're not allowed to coordinate on? I mean, this is the politics we live in when corporations and people are allowed to spend whatever they want.
Right, right. But what my point is, now that allows Newt Gingrich to say, oh, yeah, maybe I can walk this back because he knows they're going ahead with the attack ads anyway on the Bain stuff, right?
Well, I mean, he gets to play both sides of the coin, and it's been remarkable to watch that. I mean, the awful part is not seeing anybody in the media calling him out for it.
Right, right. Well, no, that's what I mean. He can placate Rush Limbaugh by saying, oh, well, maybe,
right.
Frankly, I was a little over the line about the capitalism stuff and, you know, knowing that they're going to, it's again, you can't walk it back now. It's too late.
Yeah, it's already out of the gate. I mean, if anybody's not seen the documentary, they really should. It's quite good.
Yes, oh, I'm going to do that today, in fact. All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing, shall we? All right, Neil Cavuto beating up on Gingrich.
It does sound weird, a Republican
yes.
criticizing someone who did what he did through private enterprise and not spending a dime of taxpayer cash.
Yeah, I love this, right? Because, you
that's
know.
That's a lie.
Yeah, this is not free enterprise or capitalism. It's, as Rick Perry says, it's vulture capitalism, right?
Not only that, but news came out yesterday that Bain Capital, when Romney was in charge, Romney sought a $44 million bailout from the FDIC of Bain Capital, and they got it, and they never paid it back. So. Not a dime of taxpayer dollars. It's a bunch of baloney.
Yeah, it's hilarious watching them eat their own. Because yesterday, you know, Rush Limbaugh was going off because Romney himself compared it to the president bailing out the auto industry. And Rush is like,
yeah.
No, not stuff. Why did he say no? This is not good.
Oh, such disarray over there.
Yeah, right?
They can't keep it together.
Yeah. Sean Hannity on Rick Perry.
Let me ask you, Governor, because you've also had some very harsh words about Governor Mitt Romney, who now has won Iowa and New Hampshire. You said, talking about his days at Bain Capital, compared companies like that, they leave the carcasses behind. Bain is a vulture capital company. They walked into South Carolina, a company like Gaffney. They picked the bones clean of those people who lost their jobs in
Check.
The same mill.
Check.
You say rather than restructure jobs, they're trying to make money. Ethics
Check.
Get thrown out the door. They make as much money as they can in a hurry. You know, when I hear that, it almost sounds like Occupy Wall Street. It doesn't sound like somebody that is governing the state of Texas as a conservative.
Oh, snap.
Ouch.
Well,
wow.
He's not governing the state of Texas, right? He's not there anymore. But,
no.
Right, that lower-level state senator is.
Yeah, sort of. No, he's at his construction job.
Yeah, it's
working for Mr. Slate.
I thought it was, you know, it's only a matter of time before people start showing up at Gingrich and Perry rallies with camping equipment to give them, you know, for their long journey in opposition to the madness that is.
Yes, I was waiting for Hannity to make a joke about him pooing outside. It's delightful. All right, Eric Bolling.
Mitt Romney's taking a lot of heat this week over his time at Bain Capital. Listen, we're all on board if Mitt's it. Oh. But until then, we just have to make sure he stays as far right as possible. That's my job.
What
sure.
do you mean by we are all on board? Does he mean everybody at Fox News is on board?
Huh. Interesting.
He does mean Fox. I mean, and if you've kind of noticed, there's been a subtle shift at Fox News to where they're defending and protecting. And I think a lot of that started with Karl Rove, who's been protecting Romney for quite some time now.
Yeah, exactly. Martha, every once in a while they slip. You know, you mean we, an arm of the Republican Party here at Fox News?
Yeah.
Oops. All right, Martha.
Well, they mean the royal we, and
yes.
by royal we,
course.
I mean the ignorant we.
Yeah, thank you. Martha McCullum on Fox News
Look
Radio.
Look at the way that corporate America runs. Now, I would even think that there's also a defense for the statement that corporations are people.
Mm.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
They are. They're made up of human beings.
Yeah,
they support tons of families who work there. Those people are dedicated to those operations. Now, there are companies that are going to go bankrupt in this nation because they're not they're not equipped to succeed. That is the system that we created. That's the system that we live by. And when those businesses fail, other businesses succeed.
Boy, when given a radio microphone, she sure talks out of her ass.
Because you have a lot more time to say asinine things, trust me.
Uh-huh. It's quite a talent, if you ask me, speaking out of your ass like that. But, I mean, the argument is just so remarkably superficial and juvenile. I mean, that's like saying... the pavement is people, too, because it supports people as
right.
we walk down it and when we drive on it and go to work on it. I mean, it's just remarkably juvenile and stupid. It's not even close to the legal arguments that people made to justify corporate personhood.
Yeah, corporations are soiling green, my friend. Yeah.
By the way, I am pro-choice when it comes to a woman's uterus, and I am pro-choice when it comes to corporations, and I believe that you should be able to get rid of corporations far after the third trimester.
You know, it's so false, because a corporation cannot walk into a voting booth and pull the lever or punch the card. So to say a corporation is a person is completely false.
And they never die.
Exactly.
They never die.
Well, somebody said, I'll believe their people when Texas executes one.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Carl, you know, interesting you bring that up, though. Before we break here, you know, they're just polling out of South Carolina, of all places, that, like most places, the vast majority disagree with Mitt Romney, that corporations are people. You know, could there be a surprise in South Carolina?
There could be. I don't think there's going to be. I think we're getting to the point where the base of the party is going to be told, look, if you want this thing over so that we can run against Obama, get behind and get in line. But I don't think they're going to do it right away. I think Romney probably wins the next few states in the mid-30s like he won New Hampshire.
Boy. All right. Hopefully I'm much more scuffed up, though.
Yeah.
17 minutes after the hour, we return with Carl Frisch and Right Wing World. 19 minutes after the hour, more Right Wing World next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Like being stung by a bee, or getting a splinter, or being chained to a wall in someone's sex dungeon.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
On synthesizer.
Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Chris, what is the rule of right-wing fill-in talk show hosts?
Oh, always get someone that's...
really sucky.
Really, really sucky.
Whereas we're so smart on the progressive side, we get people that are better than us, and
yes.
we risk losing our show. So I'm listening to Tom Hartman yesterday, and I'm like, who's this plucky newcomer that's nibbling at our heels, as you know, Ron Paul would say.
Right.
And it's Carl Frisch.
Yeah, you did an awesome job yesterday.
Doing an awesome job.
Thank you very much.
Rocking it, as we say in the radio world. All right.
Well, I was trying to come up with like a name for myself, because I used to listen to a lot of morning radio when
mm-hmm.
I was a kid.
Oh boy.
But I didn't have a sidekick with me, so I didn't have like it wasn't like K Dog and the Badger
or Freebie and the Bean.
You could borrow our slide whistle anytime. We'd be happy to. Everything's better with slide whistle. Okay.
Or it's more morning zooey with a slide whistle, at least.
Yes.
But, you know, on Tom Hartman's program, when you run the slide whistle, it starts, you know, reading directly out of an encyclopedia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or one of his books.
It activates Stephen Hawking or something, I think. All right. Tom Starnes on Fox and Friends.
Yeah.
All right.
They also talk about the idea of live free or die. This idea that there are some socialist tendencies emanating from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, mm-hmm. and they want a candidate for the presidency who is going to put a stop to that nonsense.
Nonsense.
I wish you would choose the second half of that license plate, please.
Yeah.
Louise.
Carl Frisch.
He's
to die already. I mean, I'm so sick of it. I am so sick of people accusing this president of being a socialist when he's barely been a moderate.
Exactly.
I mean, he's barely.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to see what socialism is? Okay, there's no more Obamacare. We're all getting single payer, and we're paying for it with taxes.
Yeah.
There's no more 37% tax rate. There's a 70% tax rate for people that make over, you know, $200,000. People want to see what socialism is, we can give it to them and show them what it is. I don't support socialism.
I started to future a little bit to the debates during Mitt Romney's New Hampshire speech. I mean, that whole, the president wants to take us as European country, wants to blah, blah, blah. And I just, you can picture the president just standing there going, really? Really? I mean, who really? It's like it just, yeah, it's socialism, it's this, it's that. I mean, it just isn't. Did you, you know what I mean about his speech? I was like, it has no basis in reality. He's trying to model us after Europe.
If it had been raining, he probably would have malfunctioned and you would have seen smoke coming off the top of his head.
Oh, of course.
He's so remarkably robotic. It's not even – it's as if somebody from the Internet who supports right-wing candidates sat there and typed a speech into his back and then he was wobbled up there and given it, without a shred of even thinking about whether people are actually going to buy it.
We could only hope for rain in an upcoming primary. Yeah. The president's trying to take us to a socialist Europe. Beep, and buzz click.
You mean like France?
For God's sake, just die.
Yeah.
All right. Rush Limbaugh.
Now, the Democrats may talk about the fact, we need to streamline the Pentagon, lean and mean, so we're going to lay off 80,000 soldiers. It's not why they're laying off 80,000 soldiers. They are cutting that money to spend it elsewhere to buy more votes.
Oh!
They are doing it to cut the military down to size because they think the U.S. military has been the focus of evil in this world.
Gordon's an idiot. So if that was true, if it was true that's what we were doing, wouldn't keeping jobs and people in the military be buying military votes? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The reason that we're, you know, letting people leave, we're not firing people. We're letting people leave the military instead of holding on to them for so long is because we're no longer in Iraq.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they're able to go without worry. And I just couldn't help but laugh when I heard Pat Buchanan blaming militant gays on why he's not been on MSNBC for the past 4 months. I was like, you know, Pat, don't even go there. There were not militant gays until Barack Obama got rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Exactly.
With the zinger. All right, Carl Frisch, love you, mean it. See you next week.
Have a good one.
All right, there he goes.
CarlFrisch.com.
Morning Zoo host and bullfight strategies.
It's spelled S-C-H, by the way. Yes.
We can get rid of
spell it.
Which
is a socialist country.
Ooh, the name of his show could be Bright and Frisch in the Morning.
Oh, good idea.
Thanks.
Go ahead. No charge for that, Carl.
Frisch and Lohman? No.
No.
Frisch and Barkley?
No.
all right. This was the poll I was looking at. I was talking to Carl Frisch. South Carolina voters overwhelmingly disagree with Romney that corporations are people. It will place him in his belief that corporations are people, place him in lonely company. Only 33% of the state's voters agree with Romney and the five conservatives on the Supreme Court that corporations are the exact same thing as human beings. 67% have the view that only people are people.
Yeah.
People who need people.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, I wish we could treat corporations as people. For example, I think all of Goldman Sachs should be in prison.
Yeah, there you go.
If they're people, you can send the entire corporation to prison for what they've done.
Yeah. Oh, hey, speaking of which, now at least Governor Walker has something to do when he gets recalled. He's been accused of over 1,000 violations of campaign finance law.
Yeah, I saw that.
He could face a nearly $600,000 fine. Yikes.
That's a lot of money.
Yikes. Hope he finds a union to get in to help him his employment after governorship. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You are the kind of ill-informed gas bag this network cannot get enough of.
Awesome. It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 34 minutes after the hour. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Go to GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, type in the promo code Stephanie. The promo code Stephanie. All right. Oh, can I have some love music, please?
Sure.
This is how I know that my friends love me, Jim. Do you see this? Look, my friend Trish gave me this yesterday. It proves, number one, she listens to the radio show. She said, here, this is so you don't light your ass on fire anymore.
Is that Beano?
No, it's just a drop.
Oh.
One drop before you go eliminates odors every time. 200 flushes. Odor eliminator.
Wait a minute, you drop that in the toilet.
No,
not the whole thing.
Not the whole thing, one drop.
Right, you're right. You drop a drop in the toilet,
and then you light it on
fire.
Then
you need to keep buying it to buy a lot of bottles. Oh, yeah. It drops in the toilet again.
And that eliminates any kind of odor?
Well, because in a rather unfortunate story that now it's forcing me to tell it again, I use matches. And I did inadvertently once light my ass on fire.
Well, you lit the toilet paper in the toilet on fire.
Yeah, I dropped the match and it was still on fire and it hit, you know, whatever was down there. That
you've clearly got too much sulfur in your diet.
And then that hit the toilet paper and I was like a cartoon character. I was like, what is that? Oh, it's me. All right. So anyway.
It smelled like someone put a flaming bag of dog poo on your...
Astoy and Fuego.
And I sat on my porch.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Trish.
Wow.
Just a drop. Who knew?
Where does one find that?
I don't know.
Can we get the bag store? Can we get an endorsement deal or something?
Yes. Personal odor eliminator.
Wow. Huh.
Stinkygasbag.com.
I'll bring that next time I go to New York for my cab driver. All right. Oh, come on now.
I've been eating nothing but eggs for the last 3 years.
My biscuits are burning.
Oh, heavens. Okay. Oh, so, the president, by the way, I think taking up the... Well, you know what? We're all on the same team now, aren't we?
Yep.
Newt Gingrich, Rick Perry, President Obama.
I don't want America to be a nation that's primarily known for financial speculation and racking up debt buying stuff from other nations. I want us to be known for making and selling products all over the world stamped with three proud words, made in America. And we can make that happen.
You know, socialist bailouts in America, back in the day, socialism, communism, Nazism, Kenyan,
French.
Wow. They are, you can tell they're spazzing out a little bit about the whole Bain thing, because they are all over the place.
Oh, yeah. They
about
are.
This. Republicans eating their own. So...
Oh, I mean, you're going to get to this. Frank Luntz is telling Republicans not to mention capitalism.
Yes.
Don't defend capitalism.
Shh, on the capitalism
pay. Bag of shush.
Don't, you know, recommend any changes to the way we're doing things.
No.
Just call it something else.
Call it something else because, you know, we were talking about that he was nervous months ago. He was about the 99% movement, realizing that, it's very politically potent. So he, and this is a part of this, that he's like, no, don't. So, they're all over the place. So I was mentioning Rush was going crazy about this yesterday.
Yep.
Because Romney, this was the first thing he tried. Well, Obama laid people off, too, at GM.
No.
Oh, boy. He said President Obama
mittens.
Was also forced to lay off people in the auto industry. He said in the general election, I'll be pointing out the president took the reins of General Motors and Chrysler, closed factories, closed dealerships.
What? No?
He did it to try to save the business. Well, yes, and he did save the business.
Yes.
And they paid us back with interest and are back on top. That's an example of how you do it right.
Yes. Right.
Not how...
That was a good business deal.
Yeah, the way they do it at Bain, it was all about just the investors making money.
Right,
screw the companies, screw the employees.
What's your point?
Somebody wrote me yesterday that actually was in middle management at one of the companies when Bain was there, and he said their point, it was a long explanation. They were saying their point was not to bankrupt companies, which is true. It just didn't matter.
Right.
All that mattered was making money for the investors. So if they did get, they didn't care if they got bankrupted. They still made money off several of the companies that went bankrupt.
Corporations are fired people, my friends.
Yeah, exactly. So we tried to say, we also had the occasion to do things that are tough to try to save a business. They had no interest in saving the businesses. They didn't care as long as the investors
cared about
made money.
Making money.
Yeah.
No matter how they did it.
Yeah. So
we had to kill a few people, but they would have died anyway.
Well, and first of all, it makes no sense. He brought that up. He was against it.
Yeah.
He was against, the auto rescue. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what? All right, so, this is just, I don't even know where to start with this. They're all over the place. So, GOP establishment rushes to defend Romney's vulture capitalism from populist backlash. Yeah, because that's what I was saying, is they have the same instincts we did. They're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
This is bad, because it's true. Obviously, some Republican presidential candidates, namely Huntsman, Gingrich and Perry have tapped into the populist anger of the 99%, tearing into Romney over his tenure at Bain Capital. The attempt by these candidates, this is on Think Progress, the attempt by these candidates to tap into the sentiments of Americans, many of whom are registered Republicans, who've been ripped off and mistreated by corporate executives like Romney, is spawning a backlash from the Republican establishment. Yeah, they're nervous.
Yeah.
A number of prominent right-wing individuals and groups rushed to defend Romney's behavior at Bain Capital, saying that being critical of corporate greed is tantamount to betraying conservative values and being anti-capitalism. And that's what just isn't, I don't think, ringing true. This is not free enterprise and capitalism,
no.
Romney and others like him did at Bain. And the point is it legal? Yeah.
It's legal.
Sure.
Is it right?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
His
moral values party.
Greed is good.
It's
the Gordon Gecko.
Yeah, he is.
Dictum.
And the other analogy, Mr. Potter. He is. Think of it as easy to understand. He is Mr. Potter. He will turn America into Potterville. And here's Frank Luntz, as you were saying, Republican strategist, a conservative should not be defending capitalism. I love this. As Rush Limbaugh observed recently, here we have capitalism being attacked by Republicans, capitalism under assault by Republicans. In the face of this assault, one of the Republicans' chief strategists advising Republicans to stop defending capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't know where to go with this. Who is it? Ron Paul and Santorum now are coming out defending Romney.
Right.
Who they're still running against the other Republican candidates who are attacking him.
That's a crazy wild card.
Now, as Romney faces heat from within his own party, Luntz is worried about a nightmare scenario where conservatives will go down the tubes if they're forced to defend crony capitalism. On Fox News, Luntz said conservatives should not be defending capitalism. They should be defending economic freedom.
Ah.
Like you said, Jim, don't close the loopholes or, you know, do anything about income inequality. Just call it something different.
Puppies. Yes.
It's economic
freedom.
Call
it puppies. Yes. It's not capitalism. It's puppies.
It's cuddly puppies. Why are you against cuddly puppies?
How could you be against cuddly puppies? Who do you think you are?
I mean, as we've said many times, too, it doesn't matter which one of these candidates. They're all the same on the Republican side in terms of taxes. They just did yet another analysis of their tax cuts and tax plans. GOP candidates' tax cuts for the rich are up to 270 times larger than the tax cuts for the middle class.
Wow.
I mean, it depends on which candidate, but it's all the same.
Right.
I think the lowest one is like 100 times larger, the tax cuts for the rich than for the middle class. The 2012 Republican candidates largely in lockstep when it comes to economic policy. Huge tax cuts to the rich and corporations doing next to nothing to boost consumer demand or help the middle class. The average, it really is mind-boggling when you read the numbers. The average tax cuts received by the richest 1% of Americans under the Republican plan would be 270 times as large as the cut received by the middle class.
So, what's your point?
Who thinks that's fair?
It's not at all.
Mm. Frank Luntz.
Frank Luntz?
Yes, yeah. Well, that's economic freedom. Puppies.
Puppies.
Yeah. It's puppies, thank you. Mitt Romney talking about, he's such a downtrodden millionaire.
I have an uphill climb in South Carolina, given my track record there.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, being someone that everyone hates.
Yeah. Being someone that actually said corporations are people.
Je m'appelle Mitt Romney.
Can I just...
Les corporations sont des peuples.
Where's my kitty cat? Newt Gingrich on the Bain attacks against Mitt Romney. I cross the line, frankly. Seriously? What a puss.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the problem, is now they're like, frankly, I'm pissed. Because he knows he's not going to be the nominee.
Right. And so now it's just complete scorched earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like we were saying with Carl Frisch, now it allows him to do both. He can say, frankly, I was probably wrong about that. And they're going to go ahead with the super PAC ads anyway.
Right.
So Newt Gingrich signaled Wednesday he believes his criticism of Mitt Romney's record of Bain Capital is a mistake, and that he's created an impression he was echoing Democratic rhetoric. If he pulls back the criticism now, it would be the latest abrupt shift in a tactic from a campaign whose campaign has been full of them. Yeah, it's just, he really has. He's been an erratic candidate, and this is this looks ridiculous, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In addition to providing another example of Gingrich's erratic campaign style, the decision could put the former speaker at a precarious spot. The pro-Gingrich super PAC, Winning Our Future, is set to begin $3.5 million of TV airtime in South Carolina, using clips from the film.
Right.
Through Tuesday, Gingrich expressed support for the film. Rick Tyler, a top advisor to Winning Our Future, said Gingrich's comments will not prompt the group to take down the documentary. Of course not.
Damn it, frankly.
Yeah, because there's no coordination.
Oh, no.
Pinky swear. Frankly, I'll just go ahead and run it. He said, I'm going to let the viewers of South Carolina come to the conclusion because this is about Mitt Romney's record on jobs. It's not about capitalism. It's not about free enterprise. That's a nice try, and they can try to hit back, but I'm not criticizing capitalism or free enterprise. I mean, that's why this is going to be so damning, because this is done by Republicans, not the Democratic National Committee.
Right.
And I love this. After the event, Gingrich's spokesman argued the film was not actually specifically about Bain.
Ah.
Please.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack
of crap. How different ways can you have it?
Right.
We have nothing to do with it, and it's not really even about Bain.
It was about Cain Bapital, which is a completely different...
No blitz.
It was about Herman Cain. We didn't know he was going to drop out.
No blitz.
God. Yay for disarray. Yeah. All right, 45 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. OT and then a he.
Yeah.
Shano sends along a little Frank Luntz video from on Hannity.
Yes, this is when he was on Hannity.
Oh, heavens.
I believe we're going to look back on this day in this past week, about 8 or 9 months from now, and you're going to ask the question of the two of us, could you see the seeds of this disaster? And you're going to say it came now when conservatives split between Main Street and Wall Street.
Frank Luntz predicting a disaster in November. Oh, yay.
Shut up. Was he starting to cry? I know we cut off the audio, but it seems like he was starting to sniffle.
It sounds like it, yeah.
But the president's a socialist.
Am I going to lose my job?
Socialist.
Okay. Steve in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
It just occurred to me, I was listening to your comments on corporate personhood, and if corporations are people, well, that would make people corporations, which would entitle me to that same tiny little tax rate and also those wonderful loopholes that allow them to pay absolutely
nothing.
Sure,
there you go.
Thank you.
Bonuses.
It just occurred to me that I don't think I want to pay any taxes this year. So,
right.
I mean, maybe I'll just, you know, tell the government, hey, I'm a corporation, and I'm going to be applying under those laws, and let's see what they have to say about that.
That's, well, I'm just saying, kind of funny.
Yeah.
We could all write the IRS and just say, hey, guess what we've just decided in light of Citizens United?
I'm giving myself $1 million
bonus. In fact, I would like a government subsidy in addition to not paying any taxes.
And what's to stop different factions of people, like gay people or black people, from getting together, incorporating, and giving themselves a whole big tax break?
Yeah.
I mean, if corporations are people, what's to stop us from doing that?
Well, you people do.
Well, the gays already do. They're militant, as you know.
Oh, of course. Well, ever since Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed.
Listen, we're the army that got, Pat Buchanan thrown off MSNBC.
Yeah. It's the gays
We're known to clump together.
Yeah.
Okay.
In ragtag bands.
I've been thrown off the network by a gay clump.
Exactly.
I wonder if Rachel Maddow was part of that gay clump.
Apparently.
They got along, actually.
Yeah, she was working it from the inside.
Damn it, I should have seen it coming.
I don't know. Who's running this election coverage? Who put a whoopee cushion on Pat? Oh, Pat, I'm sorry. All right.
I'm sure in some way Pat blames the Jews.
Yes.
Well,
they also clump, you know. All right. Politico with a great piece on this, too. Why 5 questions Romney still must answer. First of all, can Romney address the Bain issue better than this?
Yeah.
This is how you know something is drawing blood, because they're... Seriously, he and the whole party, they're all over the place about how to react to this.
Well, also, he's been blaming President Obama for the attacks on Bain Capital.
Yes.
Have you seen, I think I've seen at least 3 instances where he's blamed it on Obama. Obama hasn't said one word about Bain Capital.
No.
It's been Republicans that have been criticizing
him. Gingrich.
No, he's, as we said, has his feet up on the Oval Office desk laughing his ass off.
Yeah.
He's
So, these Obama... comments are just really falling flat.
Yeah. Well, Politico pointing out Romney has grounded his whole camp. This is the problem. It's because he's made his whole campaign on this.
That's right.
Romney has grounded his whole campaign on the claim that he understands how to create jobs. Now his Republican opponents are slashing away at that political identity until he gives a stronger, more detailed and definitive account of what he accomplished in the private sector and why his critics are wrong. Romney will remain grievously vulnerable to the very same attacks his opponents are leveling. This is the first time I've seen the Mr. Potter thing. This the fire people line only buttresses the caricature for him as a Mr. Potter type.
Yeah.
Number two, if the economy keeps improving, does he still have a message? That's the other thing that was just so discordant when we got the new jobs numbers. He took a crack at responding to the drop in unemployment by saying it was a good thing, but, quote, it's not thanks to President Obama.
Math is a liberal bias. Everyone
yeah,
knows.
Each of the past several months, as we know, the unemployment has been on its way down. The trend line, of course, headed in the right direction. Should that trend continue, Romney will be up against the challenge of fighting a president whom America basically likes on a personal level, whose foreign policy and national security accomplishments are solid, and who will at least be able to push back on the idea that he's a total economic failure. So will Republicans, and here's the key, will Republicans ever really, truly like Romney?
Computer says
no. No. That was proven 4 years ago. It's being proven now.
Yeah. To put the Republican nomination firmly within his grasp and start the contest with Obama in his position of strength, Romney will have to do better than acceptability. Right now, it's just literally, it's like, what did Peggy Noonan call it? Bland inevitability.
Yeah.
There's some sizzle.
Yeah, that'll fire up the base.
Still, some anxious strategists compare Romney with Bob Dole. The Republican nominee who failed to capitalize on dislike for Bill Clinton because he was a dull and unappealing character himself. It's true. And we have Obama, who is, a very talented politician like Clinton, exciting.
Yep.
And Romney, they do the same thing every time. Whoever the boring old white guy is, that it's his turn, that's the guy. Turnout in the early Republican nominating contest could be a warning sign for Romney. Participation rate in Iowa barely exceeded the state's 2008 mark when many Republican voters were disaffected and depressed. Exit polls in New Hampshire, by the way, showed about two-fifths of the voters were non-Republicans who crossed over to participate. And then I love this one. How will Romney cope when the press turns on him? Just based on the one Brokeback moment with Rick Perry? Not very well.
No, he does
not like to be challenged. another weakness when you're talking about this corporate thing. No one ever gives the CEO any guff.
Right.
He's not used to anybody. You know, and you could tell the way he reacts.
Everybody
like, how dare
kisses
you?
The CEO's ass. Now it's not happening, and he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
It's hysterical to watch.
Yeah. Romney won't have the benefit of a press corps distracted by a series of flamboyant anti-Romney challengers. Romney's business experience isn't getting a close look now, and some of the results have already been ugly. And he talked about McCain being thin-skinned, but he said Romney has his own thin-skinned tendencies and haven't been fully tested up to this point.
Oh, that'll be fun. Watch him have a meltdown.
Exactly. It's always those ones that look perfect, and when they blow, they blow.
They blow.
They blow.
Gosh darn it all to heck, I'm peeved. I'm sorry you had to see me this way.
And then the last question for Politico, how many Republicans will walk into fire for Romney? For an establishment candidate, Romney has been conspicuously light on powerhouse endorsers during the primary. Most of the Republican Party's brightest talents have kept a safe distance from Romney. What remains is how many of them will go all out for Romney, risking their own reputations in order to put him in the White House. Which swing state Republicans will risk ticking off their own constituents in order to savage the president on Romney's behalf?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I'm thinking only Tag Romney will walk into fire.
Yeah.
For Mitt.
Tag,
that's
you're it.
Yeah.
Not even all the Romney brothers.
No, just Tag.
Just Tag. Tag's obviously easily manipulated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he let them name him Tag.
Yeah. And the extra G stands for gullible.
He actually let a man named Mitt name him Tag.
Tag, you're Mitt.
I'm just saying. It's a whole baseball theme. Oh, but all right. So much more to come. It's getting. This is all you have to do is just sit back and watch the Republicans disembowel each other at this point in the primary process. The next debate Monday, right, in South Carolina.
Oh God, I haven't even looked that far ahead.
I believe
ahead
it
yet.
Is.
Okay.
Are you kidding? I live from debate to debate. That's
I guess so.
All I have to live for. 58 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's
The Stephanie Miller Show.
Is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-1-2. Oh, Jim, look. John is an independent who likes to listen to both sides and just stumbled upon our show and does not enjoy it. Hi, John. Good morning.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to call in. I listen to a little conservative radio. I listen to a little progressive radio. I think that it's a shame that I thought it was coincidence, but it's been a year or two that I casually tune in. Every single time I turn on the radio, it is just making fun of somebody. And it's done in a way that is just childish, not productive. There's no solution.
No.
Right.
There's no anything. It's just like kindergarten.
Oh, we have a solution. We're just sitting on it. We're just trying to
we're just not telling you.
Sweating. No. Where's the solution?
The solution is I think our point last hour, in fact, was the solution is the opposite of what Mitt Romney wants to do.
Yeah.
Did you guys read the David Brooks article in the New York Times Monday or Tuesday?
Not on the air, no.
It was about liberalism, and it wasn't that the cause was bad or that there wasn't enough people who agreed with it. It was just that there was a distrust in government, and there was no way to get across anything done in a good manner. And I feel like, you know, that's a little... A little indicative of progressive talk radio in general,
yes.
The only media outlet that isn't dominated by more liberal views, and it's because it's just not there's no solutions or productive.
Right, the views our views are right.
Not what's going on in the GOP.
We're just the wrong spokespeople because we're juvenile, right?
That's how I feel. I'm not sure your other listeners, but it's I'm not sure if I'm your target demographic.
Well, I actually, if you think that we're juvenile and obnoxious, that's actually the point of the show.
Yeah,
and so we thank you.
Because, you know, policy talk with a little humor goes a long way.
Well, congratulations.
Okay. Thanks. We're mission accomplished. All right, John. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. All right. Not for everybody. Well, yeah. What are you going to do?
David Brooks said something that we might not
agree
with.
Yeah. Yikes.
Whoa. Someone in the chat room says that David Brooks is a complete asshat.
Does he have a radio school that I should have attended? Diane in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Diane.
Good morning, Mama. How are you doing?
I am juvenile and obnoxious.
And I love it.
Thank you.
And you're no David Brooks.
Turn into the other radio station and not listen to yours, he wouldn't have a complaint.
There you go.
Anyway.
You don't understand, he is an independent and he likes to listen to both sides and he just stumbled across our show.
You know, if he thinks we're juvenile and obnoxious, he needs to tune into Bill Bennett. You know, I think that's his kind of
radio. On something. How can he stumble on something he's listened to for over a year?
He's accident prone. He's stumbled for 2 years into our show.
I stumble over it again.
Oh, it's still just as juvenile. I got to listen one more time. All right, go ahead.
Listen, remember the movie The Joneses with Demi Moore about family that moved to the ritzy town and made everybody buy their products because they were just so cool and everybody wanted to be like them?
Yes.
And found out in the end that they were fake and people committed suicide. That's the Republican Party.
Yikes. Yeah. There you go. All right. That was that's a more obscure movie reference than some of mine.
Well, yeah, that was a Demi Moore movie, but it didn't really do well.
Yeah. It was no Scarlet Letter?
No, it was no Scarlet Letter.
By the way, Matt Taibbi had an article in September, Why David Brooks is Really a Sap.
Oh, all right,
so,
good.
I recommend you read that.
Good.
Yeah,
we'll all right.
Online.
All right, kids. Hey, looky here. Speaking of, you know, we give money to Sexy Liberal Causes,
yes.
The Sexy Liberal Show, everywhere we go, or we try to help out different... We did a really unusual one, because you know me, I'm dog lover, but now I'm just a creature lover. I had a brief affair with a couple of horses in Montana. Pete and Repeat. That's their names. They're handsome and romantic like Max and Fred.
Stop it.
And now I have a crazy cat woman video because I have two black and white cats too. So you sent it to you guys for that. Portland, where we just did, Robin writes, hello from Bend, Oregon, on behalf of Equine Outreach Horse Rescue. I would like to extend our heartfelt thanks to you, and we posted a banner out on our site for them. We have 112 horses at Equine Outreach Horse Rescue, and another 40 in foster care, many of whom have been suffering terrible abuse and neglect. Please know we're 100% volunteer run and funded 100% by donations, so the exposure you've generously given us is greatly appreciated. P.S. My husband and I saw the Sexy Liberal Show in Portland and loved it. You're welcome, Robin, and I checked out her website. You want to kiss all of those horses on lips. Adopt a horse if you can. All right. I'm just saying.
I don't know that I'd kiss a horse on the lips. They have huge teeth.
Yeah.
I did in Montana.
Really?
Yeah.
You kill
well,
any
you know
animal
my,
on the
you
mouth.
Know my dream. You yes, know my well. Dream. My dream.
To it's, sleep with horses? What?
No.
Oh,
to have
gross. Oh my God.
I want to have cuddles someday.
Oh, cuddles. The
sneaker wearing horse.
With blue
horse.
Eyes.
Yeah. Well, you know.
He has blue eyes and he wears sneakers and he's a guide horse. He's a little tiny, he's a miniature horse.
Something about Montana makes women go crazy. I told you, Janiqua took
yes.
pictures of a buffalo with a flash.
And oh, that's not good.
Nearly caused a stampede.
Yeah, because... you're like, oh, honey.
Oh,
oh dear. All right. All right, kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, we got, what do we got? What do we got next? Philly is up next.
That's right.
Aren't getting to D.C. or New York anytime soon, kids. So go to Philly. Philly, February 4th. And stuff is selling out quickly everywhere. In fact, this isn't until, for God's sakes, July, and it's already selling.
In a world where everyone is going gaga for sexy liberal laughs, One Tour is crossing the nation to bring intelligent progressive comedy to you. Nominated for 4 Pollstar Touring Awards, including Best Tour, Best New Tour, and Best Lead Comedy Performer, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is returning to Los Angeles.
On Saturday, July 28th, Stephanie Miller and her band of sexy liberal players will perform live at the Pantages Theater in Hollywood, California. Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com, at all Ticketmaster retail outlets, or by calling 1-800-745-3000. A portion of the proceeds from the evening's events will be donated to the Trevor Project.
Be swift and get your tickets now. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour. Don't miss your chance to experience liberal comedy history in the making.
Mm-hmm. All right, get it. Go, get it. Aaron in Iowa would like to rebut our last caller. Hello, Aaron.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. I just had to respond to the gentleman that called in a few minutes ago saying that what he hears on Left Talk is just juvenile commentary. And has he listened to Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh or any of those people who are racist and sexist and like to put everybody down into the dirt?
Yeah, yep,
exactly.
I'll take a little comedy any day over that.
Yes, thank you.
No,
and by the way,
most
other progressive doctors are not juvenile, only ours.
No, and to be honest, you guys have your niche and it works very well. And
thank
I like
you.
Having a little laugh in the morning, so thank you.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Hey, thank you, exactly. It's Tom Hartman's job to write 1,000 books and, you know...
I
invent some new version
Tom
of nuclear fission with Stephen Hawking.
I found it juvenile and inconsequential.
Oh, Steph?
Yes.
Listener Jeff writes and says, please tell Steph not to tell people to kiss horses. That will turn people on to Ann Coulter, and that will give her hope that she won't die alone.
Oh. Listener Louise. All right.
Of course.
Okay, Sue in, there are some fun facts. Sue in Rockville has some new Luntified phrases. Steph and Chris and Jim, Frank Luntz has been a busy little beaver, and here's some new terms Republicans will be using. Number one, it's not that Mittens and his mega millionaire buddies are greedy bastards. No, it's that the we 99% are playing the politics of envy.
Mm-hmm.
Smarmy bastard. You're all just jealous of me. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's it.
Politics of envy. It's number two. Oh, did you, by the way, was it George Stephanopoulos that asked him about the, are you saying that there can be no discussion about income inequality in this country? And he goes, well, that's fine. And, you know, it's discussions we can have in quiet rooms.
Yes, quiet
what?
Room.
No,
whoa,
America. We don't have conversations.
We're
as long
allowed.
As you say it in a quiet room like in a country club. But that's really just rude to say it in public.
As long as you say it in prison, just before being waterboarded.
We're Americans. We're loud.
As long as you discuss it quietly.
Oh, please.
Like in
for example,
tennis
when you
match
say,
tones. He's black. As long as you discuss it like golf announcers, it's fine. But don't be rude.
Don't say it where anyone can hear you. Is my point.
Number two, it's not that Nudie is a serial adulterer. He is on a personal odyssey of fulfillment. It's not that Ron Paul, who deeply believes we are too dependent on the federal government, has in fact been living off the federal government for the past 15 years. He is simply changing the system from within.
Mm.
It's not that Rick Santorum is against all contraception. It's just that every sperm is sacred.
Ah.
All right. Some news from Lensified Phrases for you.
Monty Pythonized.
Oh, my. What's this from the Daily Beast? Rick Santorum's communist clan in Italy.
You don't say.
Back in Italy, the ultra-conservative has a family full of liberals
lesbians?
And
oh.
communists.
No. Maybe some lesbians.
Different,
I thought they were escaping from Mussolini.
Yes. I thought his grandfather escaped from Mussolini, who's exactly like Obama.
Oh, it's just like, who's that guy whose family, was it Marco Rubio, whose
yes.
family escaped from the Batista
yes,
sure,
regime
yes.
before
yes.
Castro came down.
Yes, before he came
yeah.
to power.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oops.
Someone in the
Oops.
Article, there are Santorums who would roll over in their graves to hear Rick's rhetoric, according to his relatives. In, All right, and Mike in Raleigh has graced us with a...
We rig a campaign most everywhere, from Iowa to Delaware. While Bruno only had to fight Italian fascists day and night, what a crazy pair. Still they're cousins, Santorum cousins all the way. The ones on left, the ones on right, you Google ones to get a fright. Up comes your mind with that communist Santorum of mine.
Yay for Mike. 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
That's not my name. That's not my name.
Yeah,
that's
same
not
group.
My name.
Same group.
21.
Shut up and let me go. That's not my name. Shut up and let me go.
Boy.
That's not my name. Shut up and let me go.
My voice bot is malfunctioning.
I think so. Did you put him out in the rain like Mitt Romney?
22 minutes
Someone
after the
let
hour.
Them Mitt out in the rain.
1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Tim in New York. Hey, Tim, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, go ahead.
I'm calling about the guy who was like really upset about how juvenile you guys are being, how childish you
right.
guys are being. I think the only thing you do about the people on the right is ridicule them. They're so absurd and outrageous, the things that come out of their mouth, the things that the plans they have to try to fix our country is so ridiculous.
Yes.
The only thing you do is laugh at them. That's why I love you guys and Bill Maher and Jon Stewart. I mean, just laugh at them. Otherwise, the only thing you could do is get really, really angrier
yeah.
or you know.
Or cry all day. That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. All right, honey. Thank you.
You guys keep on keeping on.
Thank you, honey. Appreciate it. All right. We're not going to stop.
I reject the notion that I say ridiculous things.
You got to laugh. Or you just cry all day, wouldn't you?
Yeah. It's a Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh,
sure.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's right. Thing.
I hit
okay.
stop.
I just think that Michelle Obama is fat, and her husband's a communist Nazi liberal.
We'll get to the whole Michelle Obama thing
oh,
just
yeah.
a bit. Joe in Long Beach, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, Steph. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you were talking about the Santorum family. Lawrence O'Donnell did a piece last night on the Romney family, and it seems that his grandfather fled to Mexico.
Right.
To avoid prosecution for having five wives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so Lawrence kind of made a mistake. He said that when the Romney family came back to the U.S., that they left behind a number of cousins. Well, if you think about it, since his grandfather had five wives, one of them being the grandfather Mitt Romney, those were not cousins. Those were half brothers and sisters, but
yep.
probably a story that Mitt Romney isn't willing to discuss.
I'm running for office for Pete's sake.
For Pete's sake, he's running for office. Don't bring that up. What's the matter with you? For Pete's sake, I can't have polygamists on my front lawn. I'm running for office. Veronica in Chicago. Hey, Veronica.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay, so last night I went to Obama's presidential campaign speech that he told in front of my in my college campus.
Oh.
And, yes, it was very cool. But I wanted to come on and tell you, because I think you would appreciate this, Fox News pulled me over after the speech for an interview. And President Obama admitted in the speech that he is not a perfect president. And the Fox News anchor asked me what was my opinion on that line. And I told her, well, how could he be a perfect president with a Congress full of Republicans?
Oh, yes.
Did you end up in the editing room floor, or did you actually make it on camera?
Just on camera.
Oh, so it was live?
Yes.
Nice. Oh. What was their reaction?
Yes, sir. Let's just say the speech, the interview ended quite early.
Yes. Uh-huh. I thought so. Well, good for you. Thanks, Veronica. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
All right. Rock on, sister.
That's not the right answer. Go.
You can almost see their faces on Fox. Yeah. That's why they're going to start doing less and less live.
Stop doing it live.
Yeah, we're not going to do it live. That's why Bill O'Reilly doesn't do it live. Because he's
do it live. What? I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Oh, boy.
Don't do it live.
Thing sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're suddenly out of time for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
All right.
They have a water skiing squirrel to get to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Nudie.
Yesterday. You've seen when we nominate moderates, they can't debate. I believe I am the only conservative who has the capacity to unify the conservative movement.
Yes. Do it. Go for it. Go for the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
He has no chance.
I know, but I'm kind of, you know what, I'm feeling a little, ever since his, Romney Bain capital bashing, I'm developing a little soft spot for the Stay Puft Man.
Sure.
I am.
Criticizing specific actions in specific places is not being anti-free enterprise.
Thank you.
Crony capitalism, where people pay each other off at the expense of the rest of the country, is not free enterprise. And raising questions about that is not wrong.
Wow.
Do you see what I mean? Do you see what I mean?
He sounds
him?
Like a liberal.
He sounds like an Occupy Wall Streeter.
Yeah.
Like Rick Perry.
He went on to say,
I want a free enterprise system that is fair to everyone and gives everyone an equal opportunity to pursue happiness.
Mm.
And Frank Luntz tearing his hair out.
This is...
Shut up! No. Stop talking! I taught you nothing?
And somehow, it made the little dumber boy not dumb anymore. What the... Huh?
They're just vultures. They're vultures that are sitting out there on the tree limb waiting for the company to get sick, and then they swoop in.
That's right.
They eat the carcass, they leave with that, and they leave the skeleton.
Oops. Corporations are vultures, my friend.
Oops.
Yeah. I mean, it is amazing. Because that's the thing, is they're not, I mean, they're making the case better than we can. That it's not capitalism, it's not free enterprise, anybody is criticizing.
Obama's got his feet up on the desk, drinking a beer.
Yep. Having his own beer summit with himself.
Yep. Okay. Inviting CEOs that are friendly to him to the White House. He invited a lot of them yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. CEOs with a lot of money.
A buttload of money, if you will.
Mm. Rick Santorum. Yes,
you know what? This is a long process. Yeah, half the people voted yesterday weren't even Republicans. So the idea that he's wrapped up the Republican nomination because he won by 8 votes in Iowa and he won his home state is just silly.
Let's win. One can only hope.
Yeah.
This just goes on and on and on.
Good boy.
We'll see what happens in South Carolina, right? I mean, we'll see if it is.
Yeah, we still have a week and a half, so anything can happen.
Yeah, well, we'll see if these, the Bain stuff are all that starting to resonate or not. I mean, one of the things, the point Rick Perry keeps making is a lot of this has had an effect in South Carolina.
Yeah.
There are companies that Bain closed down, so there are people that know people that lost their job because of Bain and because of Romney. All right, Ron Paul.
We are not a small minority any longer, and we're constantly growing, and we are going to have a lot of influence with the future of this country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, good luck with that.
Okay. We'll tell you what Glenn Beck had to say about Ron Paul's crazy fans.
Oh, boy.
That'll be
That's
fun.
A good tease, Stephanie. Yeah, that's why. How you
Thank
do
you.
It.
Why? Thank you. Nicely done. 29 minutes after the hour. Right back.
Nothing, chicks for free.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm an entertainer, and you can't entertain and inform at the same time. And if you're Access Hollywood, you do neither.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, Tommy has sent a guest quote for Jim Warren.
Oh.
who said, I never thought of what I do for a living as job creation. The primary goal of private equity is to create wealth for your investors.
Bob Newhart.
No, that was a good guess, though. Mark Walpow, he's a former partner at Bain.
Walpow!
Pow.
That's what he does when he's angry. Punch it all! Walpow!
It's named after a Batman.
Yeah. Zop. Zop. Zop.
All right. Ron Paul.
We had a victory for something very important to this country. We had a victory for the cause of liberty last night.
Liberty from any regulations of any kind.
Liberty from stoplights.
Exactly.
Just go.
Liberty
just,
from fire departments.
Just floor it.
That's his slogan. Ron Paul, just go.
Close your eyes and floor it.
Stoplights are trying to take your liberty. Mm-hmm. Okay, and Ron Paul.
What we need to do is say that once again, this country should never go to war unless the war is declared, win it, and come home.
Well, that's the making like sense, that. Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. So Glenn Beck. Always want to know who he thinks is crazy, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, God.
He made a call-in appearance to his own radio show because he is bedridden thanks to throwing his back out.
He was bending over a table and he...
Oh, I thought he was trying to get someone off his phone.
No.
He was bending over a table?
He was
table?
Bending over a table.
Really?
Threw his back out.
Koala, maybe changing station.
Yeah. No.
No.
Not a Larry Craig okay, type injury. Craig
no, just okay. He was bending over a table.
Sure.
Okay. Sure.
All
that's
right.
Your story?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You sat on a potato.
Okay. All right.
You were hanging
sure.
Curtains.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
And you fell on a
well, he
potato.
Tends to miss a lot of time on that little radio show, doesn't it? Between his botched ass surgeries and his... bending over injuries.
Yeah, what would happen if you missed that much time?
Yeah, if I was just a call-in guest on my own show all the time, what's
right.
up with that?
Hmm. Well, every time you call in, you A, curse, or you B, hit something with your car.
Yes. I don't do it anymore. I grudgingly show up.
Yes.
Yeah, so his co-host let him know that they had a Ron Paul fan call in earlier who wanted to start talking about the Elders of Zion and Jewish conspiracies. All three hosts agreed that this type of fan would be Paul's biggest obstacle going forward.
Hmm.
Yeah. Crazy fans, you
sure.
know. Because Glenn Beck doesn't have any of those.
No, no they didn't. No. They never call in.
Yeah. Don't we have another version of that as well? Yeah, there you go.
Get off my phone! Get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little finhead! Get off my phone! I don't care! You people don't care! I'm gonna lose my mind today!
You better pick your head up and put it back on your shoulders because we're throwing them over the ground right now.
I'm surprised he doesn't throw his back out every day, hanging up on people.
Wow.
Oh, so Beck said what they're doing to Ron Paul, these supporters like that, is they're making him less attractive to the average person because no one wants to be in the crazy camp.
Well, some people are quite comfortable there.
He did explain why he could relate to Paul. He pointed out that he's also been accused of being a crazy conspiracist. Oh, Glenn.
Computer says no.
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 There, there.
There, there. Now, now. Okay. So somebody mentioned Michelle Obama. You know, this has always been one of my biggest... Like, to me, I think she's spectacular. Anytime I've ever seen her speak or be interviewed,
mm-hmm.
she could
mm-hmm.
not be just smarter and funnier and more down-to-earth and
absolutely.
Real. And I do not... I mean, I guess the right way you had to caricature her, but it's what she says. She's challenging assertions that she's forcefully imposed her will on the White House aide, saying she's tired of people portraying her as some kind of angry black woman. And now, you know what Fox News will be tonight? They'll say, look what an angry black woman she's
angry
being.
Angry black woman appears on CBS News to
yes,
deny black woman.
To deny being angry black woman.
Right.
Here's some more footage of an angry black woman.
That's not Michelle Obama, though.
That's not the point. She's white.
She was on a CBS News The New Morning Show with my friend Gail King.
Yes.
I guess it's more interesting to imagine this conflicted situation here and a strong woman and a, you know, but that's been an image that people have tried to paint of me since, you know, the day Barack announced that I'm some angry black woman.
Stop screaming. God, why are you so angry?
God, calm down.
Get a hold of yourself.
She said I never...
It's ah, my throat!
She said I never read these books.
She's
insane.
Yeah.
It's based on this book that apparently, like, the author didn't interview her or the president or, you know, it's based on her impressions of whatever. She said, I never read these books, so I've just gotten in the habit of not reading other people's impressions of people. She said, I love this job. It's been a privilege from day one. There are challenges. If there's any anxiety, I feel it's because I want to make sure the girls come out of this on the other end whole. That seems to be what she mostly cares about is her kids. She said, I do care deeply about...
Angry black woman will do that.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
They're notoriously protective of their children. I do care deeply about my husband. What?
See? See?
Yeah.
Huh?
Blacks are like that. Okay. This is just...
That's my point.
Yeah. I do care deeply about I'm one of the biggest, his biggest allies. I'm one of his biggest confidants. But she sought to put aside this notion that I sit in meetings. She said, I guess it's more interesting to imagine this conflicted situation here. And she was asked specifically about Rahm Emanuel. Mm-hmm.
Rahm and I have never had a crossword. He's a funny guy.
You've never had a crossword?
We have never had a crossword. I mean, I don't have conversations with my husband's staff. I don't go to the meetings. I don't have... Our staffs work together really well. Mm-hmm. So if there's communication that needs to happen, it happens between staffs.
Angry staffs.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All angry black staffs, I'm sure. So, let me just reread. Are you trying to say that you did not break a foot off in Rahm Emanuel's behind? Is that what you're...
It's not what the Daily Caller said.
Yeah.
When did you stop breaking a foot off in Rahm Emanuel's behind, See what I did?
But Bill Crystal reported...
Maybe you want me to talk to the hand, huh?
Bill Crystal reported you broke a foot off in Rahm Emanuel's behind.
All right. Wow, here's a shocking headline. Right-wing media used Jody Cantor's book to race bait about Michelle Obama.
You don't say.
Yeah, this is exactly what they do. Media Matters, of course, doing a great job. It is amazing how they do this. They're distorting a passage in the book is called The Obamas by Jody Cantor to suggest that Michelle Obama harbors antipathy toward white Irish Catholics. In fact, in the book, Michelle Obama never makes such an assertion. The phrase was injected into the book by Cantor herself and should in no way be portrayed as the thoughts of Michelle Obama.
Wow.
So
that sounds libelous, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
When Michelle Obama worked in Chicago Sun-Times, Lynn Sweet cited passages in Cantor's book and reported when Michelle Obama worked in Mayor Daley's City Hall in the early 1990s, she was distressed by how a small group of white Irish Catholic families, the Daleys, the Hines, the Madigans, locked up power in Illinois. While the right-wing media have seized on this to suggest that Michelle Obama had a particular problem with white Irish Catholics wielding power, the full context of the passage makes clear a concern Cantor ascribed to Michelle Obama's with the entrenched power and political dynasties. Indeed, the phrase white Irish Catholic is Cantor's. It is not sourced to Michelle Obama.
Oh, right.
So that will be all What the Fox tonight.
See?
She
racist.
Hates white
God,
Irish
she thinks
Catholics.
The Daleys have been in power too long in Chicago. Well,
that was the headline for two solid days on the Drudge Report.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Yes. Okay. Must I?
What?
Now that we're... You know what? We're just down to right-wing seeds and stems now.
No.
I have to talk about Atlas Jugs. I mean, really.
Oh.
Pam Geller. Must I?
Noted racist Pam Geller.
Yes. In a column on WorldNet Daily. She attacked President Obama and his administration, claiming moochers and looters are making the laws. She referred to Obama as America's most dangerous president, then later wrote that Obama, in promising to protect middle-class interests and boost the economy, quote, sounds like the late Kim Jong-il or Ahmadinejad.
If they were black, yeah.
Everything
they were angry black men, right?
Everything he says is devoid of reality. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Wow. She needs to get her a mirror.
Yeah.
And look in it.
All right, now you know what? Now we have hit a nanny state story that's gotten my goat, because when you come after my addiction, Mayor Bloomberg plans to crack down on booze in New York City.
What?
Booze and dope.
If you don't go to New York for booze and dope, what do you go for God's sake?
Stephanie Miller.
They drummed you right out of Hollywood. So you come crawling back to Broadway.
Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope.
Well, not anymore.
Now you get out of my way, because I've got a man waiting for me.
My other addiction, men.
Men, yes. Stephanie Miller, well-known man-eater.
Hard hooch and bad man.
Man-eater.
First Mary Bloomberg went after smoking in public places. I'm all for that. Then trans fat, salt, and sugary drinks. Yeah. He wants to crack down on alcohol sales to curb obsessive drinking. He proposed to slash the number of establishments in the city that sell booze.
Oh, boy. That's not going to go over well.
Well, booze is hard to get in Manhattan anyway, because New York has these crazy laws where you have to go to a separate liquor store. You can't go to a grocery store.
Don't I know it? Why do you think I moved back to L.A.?
Yeah.
Why do you think they drummed me right out of Broadway?
Like, when Trader Joe's moved into Manhattan, they had to open a Trader Joe's, and they had to open a separate Joe's liquor store next door so that they could sell liquor.
Yeah.
They have some crazy laws there.
That's nuts.
This whole thing.
I know.
Okay.
Soon they'll go back to speakeasies. Say the sacred life.
So I made my moonshine in my own basement in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. 45 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is too weird, man.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
She's crafty. She gets around. She's crafty. She's always down. She's crafty. Got it fresh. She's crafty. And she's just my type. She's crafty.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Did I mention it's Coffee with Carlos Alzraki next hour?
Yes.
Wildly hilarious comedian Carlos Alzraki joins us all next hour live in studio. All right. This is exciting news. Laura writes me, Steph, can you believe it? They're bringing back your first car, the Dodge Dart.
Oh, God.
I wonder, they last made the Dodge Dart in 1976. They're bringing it back. I wonder if it'll make the same sound when trying to start it on a cold Buffalo morning. No, it's more like Katharine Hepburn. Thank you very much. Thank you. It had no shocks, that's all I remember.
Is that how you perfected your Katharine Hepburn imitation, impersonation, because you heard that noise every morning?
Yes. My red Dodge Dart with no shocks. It's all my friends in the back seat, every bump. Sorry, we couldn't afford shocks. This, yikes! Speaking of old school news, Twinkie Maker Hostess is bankrupt.
Yep.
Ding Dong's in peril.
Yes.
Gawker brings us the news. Hostess, the maker of Twinkies, Ding Dongs, Ho Ho's, Suzy Q's, Snowball, Zingers, Donettes.
Donettes.
Oh, donettes.
They're like
is
little,
bankrupt.
Little donuts.
Oh my!
I don't think I've had
God.
Those, but I that was my
donuts?
Entire diet in the
70s.
The Twinkies.
They're like six little donuts that come in a roll.
And
you've had them. Yeah. Everybody's had them.
You know, we always had those blueberry posts, the blueberry pies.
Oh, those were disgusting.
I know. I don't know why we didn't all weigh like 1,000 pounds in the 70s. Those used to be our dessert. Just dessert for lunch. It was like a almost full-size pie.
Yeah. But they also make Zingers, which are those delicious cream-filled cakes with raspberry and coconut coating. Oh. Mm.
Well, all those words have quotation marks around them. Cream, raspberry.
Cream spelled C-R-E-M-E.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Snowballs, that was when I was on a, you know, completely pink food diet. Just cotton candy, Snowballs.
Pepto-Bismol.
Yes, anything pink that you had to invariably take after eating
three
packages of Snowballs. Snowballs are kind of disgusting, aren't
they're
they?
Gross.
They're gross. Gross. Just a gooey,
Yeah, there's nothing authentic tasting about that.
No. I don't think that was the point of it.
No,
Wow. Speaking of which, pregnant Jessica Simpson craves buttered Pop-Tarts, Captain Crunch.
Buttered Pop-Tarts?
Speaking of my diet in the 70s. Yeah, do you need butter on top? I used to eat Pop-Tarts like crazy, too. Cinnamon. Oh.
But did you... I don't know anybody
butter
who's ever...
Butter on top of the icing?
I don't know anyone who's ever put a Pop-Tart in a toaster. I've always just eaten them.
Yeah, because they're better, because they're like doughy raw, like eating like the cookie dough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're slightly less bad for you if you don't heat them up.
She said, I'm eating a lot of stuff I ate in my childhood, Kraft macaroni and cheese, Pop-Tarts, Captain Crunch.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Not sure. Is that the recommended pregnancy diet?
No.
In the trailer park.
I don't think she's ever been known for her clean diet.
No?
No.
Who knew?
Okay.
All right. The headline is Lindsay Lohan, taxes just ain't my bag, baby. What does she think? She's a corporation?
Well.
TMZ broke the story. The IRS hit Lohan with a big fat tax lien, claiming she failed to fork over $93,000. Yikes.
Oh.
In
easy
federal income.
Misplaced $93,000?
Sure. Hmm. It probably went up her nose by accident.
You know, that happens.
Yeah, sources close to Lindsay tell TMZ she was completely unaware of the problem. Probably because it all went up her nose, and she was completely aware of anything, including where her underpants were for most of 2009. So
Maybe her accountant should have mentioned something about $93,000 she owed.
Maybe. Sir Paul McCartney wants to start a tourism business, the Beatles legend king in Liverpool. He said, I would really love to start a sightseeing business. I have my own magical mystery tours of the city. Oh, I get it. The Beatles joke. My own special route I go on, and I think other people would love it, too. Yeah, he needs a little cash on
the side. Would he be the tour
guide? That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
That would be awesome.
Come here, tour guide, Mecca.
On one of those buses in Hollywood, yes. Paul McCartney's on your...
Roofless double-decker buses.
Making those stupid jokes.
Yeah.
On my side of the tram, that's where the cabin club used to be.
Oh, my God, the history you would learn.
And you won't be able to understand anything unless you're from Liverpool. Otherwise, you'll just be like, why is it...
Huh?
Be like a subway conductor in New York. What stop is this? I don't... What? All right. The creator of Modern Family. Mm-hmm. Love that show. One of the biggest surprises for him is how Cameron and Mitchell, the gay parents, who are the lead characters, are accepted by the audience. Stu Levitan said it's not just America. The show is shown around the world, including in Vatican City.
Wow.
He said it's unusual for him to hear any objections. He said it's easy for people to object to gay parents in concept. He said when you make it personal and show that people have good hearts and are extremely committed, loving parents, it's hard not to love them. That's true in most polls. It's actually knowing somebody or
knowing someone through your TV.
Sure, or thinking you know someone that's paid millions of dollars to seem like there's someone that you know.
Right, exactly.
But are lovable and funny. And obviously have comedy writers.
Right.
I'd enjoy people in my life much more if they all had comedy writers.
Cameron used to work for you, the guy who plays Cameron.
He did?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
I forgot he told me that. What did he used to do?
Wasn't he on I've Got a Secret and he played your building super or something
yes.
like that?
Yes. Oh, my God. That's how old I am. I can't even remember my own career. Yes, I ran into him at some event and he said, I played your something like a character on your late night.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Was it your? I don't think it was your late night show.
Everyone that was ever associated with my late night show went on to become wildly successful, except for, you know.
Stephanie. I thought it was your game show, though.
In fact, Carlos El Rocky was a sketch player on my disastrous late night show and went on later to wild success on Reno 911.
And as the Taco Bell Chihuahua.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
There's something about me, maybe if only in relation to me, makes people wildly successful.
Why doesn't that rub off on Jim and me?
Yeah.
This is apparently you've reached your level of success.
Oh,
this
great.
Is it.
This is it.
This is it.
Great.
No, I'm sure you'll take off like booster rockets at some point and leave me in the dust like everyone else in my life.
Oh, stop it. Oh, that explains a lot. What you just said there explains a hell of a lot.
Have I said too much? Wow, if you're having a bad economy still, lost your job, lost your house, at least you're not Hulk Hogan. This is really disgusting, this story. What the hell is going on in Hulk Hogan's mouth? That's what I want to know. You could do a whole reality show about what's up in Hulk Hogan's mouth.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan's mouth is seriously messed up after Dennis accidentally ripped 50 stitches out of his mouth.
Ow. Oh, God. Oh.
Hulk tells TMZ in October he went in for dental surgery to get implants. The doctor performed a sinus graft, placing a donor bone in the mouth to support the implant.
Jeez.
He then went to a cosmetic surgeon to begin the implant process. When the doc removed the mold in Hulk's mouth, it ripped out around 50 stitches from the donor bone procedure. His mouth became infected. Is he ever going to get kissed again? I don't think so.
No.
Wow. And the antibiotics just weren't doing the tricks. He recently had a CAT scan, which revealed that one of the doctors left a metal tack in his mouth. Last night, he went to the hospital for surgery to move the tack and clean out the mess.
Lawsuit. Big lawsuit.
Yikes. Oh, my God.
Wow. That is... Wow. Okay.
Oops.
All right.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Oops. My bad.
Steven Tyler to Supreme Court. Watch the language.
What?
Isn't he known to drop a few
F-bombs on American Idol?
Yeah. So. If the Supreme Court is willing to listen, rocker Steven Tyler has something old school to say about nudity and profanity on TV. He said there's a certain charm and passion and magic in not showing full frontal nudity or using constant profanity.
Especially when it's...
He doesn't want him to talk that way. He wants him to talk this way.
Talk this way!
That's what I did there.
I did what I did.
All right. Carlos tells Rocky, comedian extraordinaire, next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. Don't forget tomorrow, Fridays with Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang. StephanieMiller.com, the website. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Oh, dear. You know that caller that thought our show was juvenile and obnoxious? Well, now Carlos is here with his baby. So
that's good coffee.
I take it back, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a cappuccino.
You never had a second cup of coffee.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Carlos and Riley, his daughter. Hi, Riley.
Hey, I came from the mountains with this beautiful little hija, in a sweater, from Patagonia. This is my little corporate pod, because corporations are people. Her name is Mitta, after Mitt Romney.
Yes.
And she's going to be a little offshore corporation in the future and have an address, a P.O. box in the Cayman Islands.
Fabulous.
And live tax-free in the future.
I love that someone just called to say our show is juvenile, and then since he's been here, Carlos has been like...
Going to South Carolina.
Riley is obsessed with me. Have you noticed that? She's not stopped staring at me.
And Riley, she's a spy.
You're going
Fox.
To be a little sexy liberal.
I'm a spy for Fox.
She's a spy for Fox. Fox and Friends and Riley.
All right, yeah, Sharon in Phoenix, by the way, seconds that, juvenile obnoxious. I caught the end of the call that said your show was juvenile and obnoxious. I listened to your show to hopefully become informed and educated in politics, where you obviously have gone to the wrong place, Sharon. That's your first. All right. It's hard to take your show seriously. Good. That's the point. Yes. You're not only going to use your show juvenile and obnoxious, it reminds me of the bullying on the school playground. You constantly make fun of the people because of the way they talk or look, Turtle, Mitch McConnell, or names, Boner, etc. Yes. Well, you... Okay, here's... Let us explain. We are bullying who we think are the bullies.
That's right.
That's what we're doing.
I think it's proper to go after the people that are mean. After all, you make fun of Mr. Scrooge, that old scraggly hound. Exactly. Corporations are people.
He's. I don't know. We're trying to decide. Is Mittens more Gordon Gekko or more Mr. Potter?
Mittens is like, I was talking to Jim, like the three candidates that are viable that have any chance left are probably, Mitt Romney, of course, Ron Paul and John Huntman. And it's kind of like Captain Kirk. And there you go. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It's the Stephanie Miller Daycare Center. Yes. Welcome.
I'm going to win South Carolina. Oh. I am totally convinced. Huntsman is like Spock because he believes in science.
She was. She hit the whole sucker shit.
Yeah. And then Ron Paul is Bones.
I can still win this thing, Jim.
Engineering.
I can still win it.
Damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor.
Let's get out of Afghanistan.
All right. Our listeners, Chris, you know, helpers. Cheryl writes, Steph, I heard you mention the laughing sledding incident. Oh, yeah, I peed a little. The vacation video we sent you because adult sledding, not so much. Because laugh and then you pee a little.
You laugh and then you pee and then you break your back.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you pee
into
a bag.
It's not meant for adults. Wanted to let you know there's a way to strengthen the pelvic floor muscles so you never experience any leakage. Oh, this is very nice. I think every woman should have them in their Kegel exercise weights.
Oh, God.
They're small egg-shaped weights.
Mm.
Kegels?
Let me know if you can't find any. I'll bring some to the Chicago show in March. Oh, that could replace the teabagging demonstration is me doing my Kegel exercises
at
the Chicago Theater.
The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour took the Windy City by storm in 2011.
Vengeance Chicago!
Because of overwhelming popular demand, your favorite progressive comedy trio is taking it back to Chicago. On March 3rd, at the height of the Republican primary season, insightful satirist John Fugelsang, mischievous heartthrob Hal Sparks, and the stunning seductress Stephanie Miller will perform live at the world-famous Chicago Theater.
Bring it!
Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com by calling Ticketmaster at 1-800- 845-3000, and tickets can be purchased at the Chicago Theater Box Office. Join this record-breaking comedic revolution. It's your best remedy against right-wing distortions.
That's Chicago.
Second City, don't miss this second chance at sexy liberal splendor.
Yeah, the Super Saturday show right before Super Tuesday, and I'm just saying. They just told us yesterday, Jim, we're this close to being the highest grossing comedy show in the history of the Chicago Theater. So go, get it, hurry, tickets going fast.
Where are the solutions?
Yeah, where are the solutions on your show?
Solutions.
They're on Fox, of course.
I tried listening to your show, and I hear no solutions.
Now, and this hour is going to disintegrate to just a bunch of baby noises, because Carlos does the same things that I do. Me too.
Double cats?
See? Yeah, that'll just be you and me. Oh, look, Riley over here.
Yes.
Double kitty.
Quadruple kitty.
All right.
Boxcar.
Here. Riley, in case you just tuned in, started crying a little while ago. Yeah. Carlos and I furiously. Oh! Yeah. Dolphin eating kitty. Okay.
She is looking at you like standards and practices.
I know.
Waiting for you to make a mistake.
Yeah. Yep. She's my own little personal FCC. She's like, you know what? Even I find this show juvenile. Seriously.
I think we should replace all the lovely songs that we used to know with corporations. Corporations, corporations who love corporations are the luckiest corporations in the all the lonely world. Corporations. Where do they
all right.
Come okay. from?
Carlos, by the way, you know our favorite bit of yours, the cat lady. I have now become a crazy cat lady.
Yeah.
I have, because my girlfriend has two cats.
Uh-oh.
And I actually not only a crazy cat lady, but I'm a crazy cat lady that makes cat videos and sends them to my listeners.
Laura
in Cupertino writes, Steph, thanks for sharing your adorable cat video. Is Oreo the cat that used to attack you?
Computer says yes.
Way to direct her aggression. Yeah, well, I'm doing a combination of your Burgess Meredith impression, because she's boxing with a...
Okay.
Sure, Riley. Thanks.
Yeah, we can always.
She could be a Fox.
It's a radio show and Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Just like Gretchen Carlson.
Yes.
Yeah. She adds as much to the show as Gretchen Carlson adds to Fox and Friends.
My little Riley Limbaugh.
Angry black woman.
Anyway, it was me doing your Burgess Meredith impression while the Oreo was boxing with a feather.
All right. Let's just take a trip outside, shall we? Let's hear your Virgin.
Anyway, I realize that I'm this close to being your old crazy cat lady.
Here, kitties. Here, Twilight. Here, Boxcar. Teddy. Where's Mommy's little shoe base? Come, popcorn. That's right. Frisky time, Frisky. Help, Mommy.
That was the lady.
You have five cats.
Jim is a crazier cat person than I am now. Five cats.
Cats are liberal pets, right?
I don't
see Republicans having cats. There are no cats in South Carolina.
You can't control them.
By the way, that bit was the lady that, she won the lottery? And built a separate house for her cats, and then she died because she was allergic to cats.
Do the research, is all I'm saying.
Exactly.
Right now,
look at you! You have a baby!
In a studio.
This is what I love about parents, is he furiously, during that bit, he ran to the magic parent bag that I've seen my friends have to pull something out to desperately distract her.
Yes, I'm feeding
you got
him
the
liberal
bottle?
Juice right now.
Good job.
It's progressive milk. Made from mothers in a co-op. Salma Hayek. Teats.
What other things do you have in your magic parent bag to distract her?
I've got
her?
Some poker cards. I've got three free card money. I got some Chris Angel mind tricks.
A stogie.
If the bottle doesn't work, he goes right to the stogie.
I have a Mitt Romney tie.
Yeah. All right. So
ties are people, my friend.
Ties are people, my friend. Mitt Romney is like a tie you get at a restaurant, right? That you just forget and it's like, nah, that'll do.
It's bland. It's bland, but it's inevitable.
It'll work for the Republican nomination, I guess.
You can spill on it, no one will notice.
You can't eat here without a tie.
What do you think so far? Is it just Romney and there's not going to be any more fun or what?
Unless there's a late, I think it's too late for anybody else to enter, right? Like a Chris Christie or somebody like that?
We keep hearing there might be a brokered convention if things go awry.
He's trying to get there, but the bus keeps breaking down because it's just blew another tire. Dang it, we can't get there on time.
It's
I'm sorry, Mr. Christie. It just won't haul that much. I told you not to go 80. Meaning the highway. I think it's good. I got Mitt Romney. He's got the super PACs. He's got the most money. So I think it's going to be Mitt and Obama.
Yeah, well, except Gingrich is now, he's trying to have it both ways. He's saying he probably shouldn't have criticized Romney on the Bain stuff, but, you know, frankly, they're going to air those ads anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So he doesn't have to.
It's too late to stop it now.
Oh, too late. Nothing I can do about it, frankly.
Sorry. Too late.
Yeah, because there's no coordination at all, frankly. Pinky swear. Okay. It was weird how he seemed to know everything that was in that film, though, right, Jim, before it even started airing. In that last debate, he seemed to know very a lot about it.
Interesting.
Bane is the bad guy in the new Batman series, right?
Bane of my existence,
right? Right. Bane.
Bane is people,
yeah,
my friend.
Bane might be the bane of Romney's existence at some point. All right, 16 minutes after the hour, we continue with more coffee with Carlos, as I don't know, after he placates his infant some more.
Yeah. Feeding her corporate milk.
All right. You know, I love it when our sponsors magically meet with our comedy, as Mike and Raleigh sends us a politics meets one of my sponsors.
Save on travel costs with Go to Mitting for when you want to fire people from the comfort of your own home.
Thank you, Mike. All right, 17 minutes after the hour, back with more coffee with Carlos Alzraki on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. Just use your mind. And they never give you credit. It's enough that drives you crazy as you let it.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 22 minutes after the hour. Chris in Yankton says what?
Chris in Yankton writes, I'm listening to the radio show denigrating into Chuck E. Cheese this morning via the Ustream. One question, where's the talking animatronic rat? No Chuck E. Cheese is complete without a creepy animatronic rodent.
Carlos is in the corner rocking Riley because
we've had a little liberal baby.
It's Screaming Baby Radio Show.
Riley just stumbled upon this station and she's shocked to find there are no solutions.
Yes.
That's why she's so upset.
And she likes to listen to both sides. She's an independent and a small business owner and she is disturbed by the level of maturity she finds here in the studio.
Why are there no solutions?
Okay. All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Sue in Rockville, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Sue.
Hi there. Hello, everyone. Hey, Carlos. I look just like that holding my 1-year-old granddaughter yesterday, trying to get her to nap.
Carlos can't hear you. He's in the store. He's in the corner placating.
Except she has red hair. She has red hair and blue eyes.
While doing radio and shouting.
All right.
But Steph, you know I'm a listener helper. You know, I'm one of those people who tries to help. And I realize that the problem with these people is that they don't understand the definition of comedy. So I thought I would just share that for the humor-impaired right wing. Comedy is a show of light and humorous characters with a happy or cheerful ending in which the central motif is the triumph over adversity, resulting in successful and happy conclusions.
That's right. We have a happy ending every day here. Well, Jim has a happy ending in the elevator when we go down at the show.
And you can understand why the conservatives can't get with that. They don't have a sense of humor. They live on fear and lies. So this is comedy, guys. Look it up. You can Google it, and maybe that will help them.
Yes, indeed. And by the way, I forget, Sue, who is it? Who has the number one comedy album, the comedy tour in the country? Well, I believe it's liberals, isn't it?
I believe I have one of those copies downloaded.
Thank you. All right.
Yes, but where's the solution album? The number one solution album I would find very helpful. What is this comedy you speak of?
Kajira in Massachusetts. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Yes, hi, Stephanie. I'm a pretty regular caller, and my dog, Mac, the official rescued Maltese of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, Mac.
Yes, he's having fun. He's enjoying listening to all the cat and baby noises and wondering where the heck they are. They're hiding in the house somewhere.
Hi, Mac. You're a handsome, romantic man. I used to have a Maltese. They're so cute.
Oh, they're the best dogs. They're so fluffy and little, and he's about the size of a cat. Probably those cats you were speaking of are bigger than him.
Yes.
Well, I had a comment about Newt Gingrich and an idea he had, which I thought was a good idea until I realized it came from Newt Gingrich, which was having mineral mines on the moon. Sounded like a wonderful idea. We could get mines on the moon, and then I realized this is an anti-unionist man who believes in child labor. So what he's going to do is ship all of these underaged, underprivileged, ghetto and trailer park children to the moon and have them work there for lunch money. So it's basically going to be like Charles Dickens on the moon.
Yes, yes. Coal mining on the moon. Yes, let's send the children in.
Chitty chitty bang bang. All the kids will work on the moon mines.
And they're going to say, please, sir, can I have some more Tang?
There you go. Thank you. All right.
Well, frankly, when they're cave-ins, it'll take them six times longer to die. Frankly.
We'll have the Chinese gravities. Build a railroad to the moon. And the Chinese people will construct the...
Well, they have no work ethic, so, you know, no point in going to school, and we can send the moon to mine minerals.
Kevin in Chicago writes, Stephen the Mooks, for what it's worth, my white Irish Catholic wife used to work with Michelle Obama at a Chicago law firm. This is where
and
Barack met her.
And somehow she survived.
Mm. She said Michelle was one of the few women lawyers she ever worked around that never spazzed out in front of her staff and underlings and treated her and everyone else with the utmost respect. She really loved working with her.
Typical angry black woman.
I actually like the image of Michelle as an angry black woman because I'm one angry white man. What the treasonous lunatics and bigots of the GOP have done to this country in the last four decades. If she is angry, it tells me she cares about this country and its citizens, unlike those on the right. Thank you, Kevin in Chicago.
How dare she have all facets of emotions. Can't she just look like a beak-eyed peacock woman like Gingrich's wife?
Ken in Cleveland. Kenny Pick, what's up?
Well, now you guys aren't helping my point here, but no. I was calling to defend the comedy today.
Thank you.
Okay, well, first of all, being a guy who forces himself to listen to Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck from time to time, okay, you want a level of immaturity? How about making fun of the president's children with a creepy little voice? Making fun of their children?
Yeah.
Or how about, like, non-nuanced comedy of the Glenn Beck program where all three guys on the show do the same stupid Muppet voice, and today we can hear Jim Ward and Carlos do a multitude of voices.
Yeah, so, exactly. Thank you, Kenny Pick, a contributor of the comedy to the Stephanie Miller Show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Helpers, all of us.
We decided that during the break that the only shot that John Huntsman has of being president is for all three of his daughters to pose for the Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
Yeah, what T-shirt
there
contest in South Carolina?
Four more years
now you're
of this,
talking.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That's what you want. Oh, boy, you'd kill with the men. Sorry, John.
Maybe he can bring Scott Brown in to pimp out his daughters.
Sure.
Yeah.
You gotta use your
and Donald Trump and other people that are a little creepy.
And Bart Palin's baby.
Got a huge rack. Huge. Huge.
All right. The president yesterday, by the way, I think this was a little underhanded shot at Romney. Maybe.
I don't want America to be a nation that's primarily known for financial speculation and racking up debt, buying stuff from other nations. I want us to be known for making and selling products all over the world stamped with three proud words, made in America. And we can make that happen.
Especially with Michelle Obama as your boss. You better get working, man!
By the way, Newsbusters is going to use that clip to say, see, the president makes babies cry. Yeah. Even on liberal radio shows.
Yes. She's a progressive baby who's dissatisfied with Obama's socialist... lack of socialism. There's not enough socialism with this president.
This is how you can tell this is a liberal show. Is there's a, you know, there's a man in touch with his feminine side that brought a baby to the show.
That's right. What's her name?
Yeah, we don't hear this on a conservative radio show where the women folk take care of the children, you know.
That's in a bar.
I'm a manly
barefoot.
I believe in God, guns, and diapers.
29 minutes after the hour. Back with more Carlos Alzrocki on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller, America's latest teller of truth with a book deal on its side.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Mary in Chapel Hill wants a Carlos voice. Hello, Mary.
Hello, hey. Mary in Chapel Hill.
What do you think? You're his infant?
Belated Happy New Year to you. We want to thank Deputy Garcia for his service.
Oh, you're welcome, ma'am. I try my best.
I would love to hear Carlos do his Walden voice from Wild Wild Wubsy. We are big fans.
Well, Walden is a little, I don't know what he is, a creature on some kind of child show that's trying to pollute their brains. But
We're going to hang up now so we can appreciate the genius that's going to follow.
Oh, right. Well, it's Walden. That's right. If you've got children, I've been contaminating their minds with stupid little voices. But thanks for liking my voices. That's the level of the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I was saying you must be a fun dad. Do you just do little... What was the sound effect you're saying is her favorite now?
Oh, and then it used awesome. To be...
Yeah.
And then her nickname is Beep 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 from Raising Arizona.
Yeah.
From when, Mrs.
So
Arizona
being a parent basically turns you into a babbling idiot of
it does.
Some kind.
You
the noise
dogs
machine.
Are bad.
Yeah.
This is dogs exponentially... And you're just like, oh, look at the cute little poo-poo. Let's save it and put it in a jar. You know, you do crazy things. Crazy things. I can't wait to see the movie Extremely White and Incredibly Predictable. That's going to be
Yay!
A great movie.
It's a joke about the Republican.
No. It's just there's another family that died during 9/11, and it was white people. We've got to make a movie about some tragic thing that happened to a white person during 9/11. Not an Asian or a Latino or a black family or maybe a Muslim family.
Yeah, that
which
seems
would
really
encourage
depressing,
understanding, that. Knowing that they went through the same kind of pain. No, let's make it about white people. They went through all the pain during 9/11.
Yeah,
it's got to be a story about
it. That sounds depressing.
It.
That doesn't sound... I'm going to go see the... I know it's shocking Meryl Streep with an accent, but I'm going to go see the Iron
Margaret
Lady
Thatcher.
This weekend. She looks she looks more like Margaret Thatcher than Margaret Thatcher,
she
just
does.
In the promos, doesn't she?
I hope they don't whitewash Margaret Thatcher, you know. Talk about what a wonderful person she was.
Yeah.
It's a look
you
like
won't
there.
Hear that in the north of England much.
I ain't going to work on Maggie's farm
like
no more. That's right. Stand down, Margaret. Stand down.
All right. So Chris had asked, this is turning into, it sounds like Chuck E. Cheese in here this morning. There's yeah. Riley again. And he said we need a creepy animatronic rat, and I realized that's why we have Willard. That's, uh-huh.
Mitt
Romney. That's
your people, my friend.
I have an uphill climb in South Carolina, given my track record there.
Yeah, sure. That's him lowering. Hello. It is me very clumsily lowering expectations. Oh, by the way, did you see this picture Tommy sent us, a Mitt Romney man of the people? It's him sitting next to his private jet getting his shoes polished on the runway.
Oh,
he's in a chair and a guy polishing his shoes while he sits outside his private jet.
Oh, Rochester.
Yeah. Have you been to see that play in New York City by those folks from Comedy Central?
Tracy.
I don't like it at all. One bit.
Tracy in
oh,
L.A.
I saw the help.
Hi, Tracy.
Hey, guys. Once again, you just have me laughing. Listen, Steph, when did Michelle Obama take my title? I thought I was the official angry black woman of the Stephanie Miller Show.
I know, right?
What happened? And just for, you know, statements like this, these manufactured controversies, just prove again that these people are so out of touch, clearly. They
yeah.
don't spend time around black people. If you want to know extreme lunatics, you want to know what an angry black woman is? Come see me. Obama, not so much.
Not so much.
Just
not
saying.
So much. Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. They're going to stick with the stereotype, despite the fact my friend Gail King had her on Hey, Nice Get, Gail. Nicely done. Her second day on the CBS Morning Show.
I guess it's more interesting to imagine this conflicted situation here and a strong woman and a, you know, but that's been an image that people have tried to paint of me since, you know, the day Barack announced that I'm some angry black woman.
Yeah,
you hear their rage and anger.
Yeah, she needs to settle down.
Yeah. Take a chill pill.
Wow. And by the way, if you've taken a little gander on the interweb anywhere, that's the nicest thing they say about her.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, I've seen some of the most disgusting stereotypes about Michelle Obama, you know, not only on right-wing radio, but on the internet. Michelle Obama on CBS.
Rahm and I have never had a crossword. He's a funny guy.
You've never had a crossword?
We have
Rahm
never
Emanuel?
Had a crossword. I mean, I don't have conversations with my husband's staff. I don't go to the meetings. I don't have our staffs work together really well.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's communication that needs to happen, it happens between staff.
Oh, yeah. Well, what happened to Rahm's finger then, huh?
Yeah.
I blame the angry black woman.
That's right. She's as angry as Elizabeth Hasselbeck on The View.
All right.
The only angry black woman I saw growing up was on The Price is Right when they would overbid.
Oh, man! That ain't right! Come on!
All right.
I'm sorry, you're over.
All right. Newt Gingrich.
Present.
Yeah, frankly, exactly. Or as we call him, Frank Lee.
Here he is. You've seen when we nominate moderates, they can't debate. I believe I am the only conservative who has the capacity to unify the conservative movement.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen in South Carolina, right, Jim? You were just saying.
It's anybody's at this point. Because I just don't think...
Ron Paul, Texas.
Ron Paul, yeah. That's
South Connection.
I just don't think they're going to go for, a northern Mormon in South Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah, and then is it wide open again? Who knows? Nudie again.
Criticizing specific actions in specific places is not being anti-free enterprise. And crony capitalism, where people pay each other off at the expense of the rest of the country, is not free enterprise. And raising questions about that is not wrong.
By the
Frank
way...
Frank Luntz is freaking out.
Shush. Don't talk about it. By the way, what he just said is the correct use of the term crony capitalism. Did you see Mitt just try to use it about the president doing a recess appointment? No, sorry, Mitt.
What? No.
No, that's not
even close.
That's not capitalism.
That's what I'm saying. It's like they keep throwing these terms around, and it's like the president made his 29th recess appointment because he has been up against unprecedented filibusters.
That's crappy colonialism, my friend.
Bush did it 171 times. They never called it that, right?
Crappy anti-constitutionalism.
All right, Newt Gingrich again.
Want a free enterprise system that is fair to everyone and gives everyone an equal opportunity to pursue happiness.
No, that's what we want.
Yeah.
That's not what you want.
Yeah.
Oh, he's sounding awfully liberal, trying to appeal to South Carolinians. Good luck with that.
I'm from the South, frankly. You can tell by my very southern accent, my drawl.
Yeah. And
I just want to say, go Gamecocks.
and he's tag-teaming with Rick Perry.
Just vultures. They're vultures that are sitting out there on the tree limb
vulture
waiting for the company to get sick. And then they swoop in.
And then they eat the company.
They eat the carcass.
Yeah. Wait, my
they leave with that, and they leave the skeleton.
He's right, but...
That's the most coherent Rick Perry has ever sounded.
Yeah. And then the worms come, and then they crawl into that bottle of tequila, and then they can't get out.
Into my Texas analogies.
Then they bottle up that tequila.
It's like when you shoot a coyote just trying to eat your puppy while you're jogging.
And try to drink the tequila.
And then they get caught in a chaparral.
But then your dog gets the worm.
And then the carcass is taken off to one of them... museums where they chop them into quarters.
They call it a chop shop.
And you can see how old they are. And then it's as old.
So you count the rings.
It's what you'll feel later when Riley's in a play. It's just, Rick Perry, you're like, just get through the line. Now, you know what, don't go on too long with the, because you're going to sound like an idiot. Because you're making a good point to stop now. Just get through the line.
Now is the winter of,
line.
Watching a Thanksgiving play. Get through it before the set falls on you. Okay. Oh, good boy. Good. Good, good, good.
That's my daughter. She's the tree.
All right. Rick
Santorum. The tree is crawling around on the floor for some reason.
Frothy Santorum.
You know what? This is a long process. You know, half the people voted yesterday weren't even Republicans. So the idea that he's wrapped up the Republican nomination is because he won by 8 votes in Iowa and he won his home state. It's just silly.
Sure, Frothy.
Wow, and the way he said
he could have another surge. You never know; he could come from behind.
Mm-hmm.
He's,
shoot right up to number two.
Right, he was number two in Iowa. He could do it again. He's pushing it.
I hear the puns. I hear the puns, and I like the puns. Come from behind, pushing it.
You come here for the subtlety, not for.
Good thing my baby's asleep.
Ron, exactly.
You bore her.
Now, that's bad parenting. Yeah. Ron Paul.
We are not a small minority any longer, and we're constantly growing, and we are going to have a lot of influence with the future of this country.
Oh, he's the Ross Perot, isn't he, of this cycle? And I have a feeling he still may run third party, don't you think?
I think so. I think he'll Ralph Nader
there's
on
always
the other
a,
side.
He's yeah, there's a crazy old man in every cycle, isn't there?
Yeah, they really. I think he could do some harm to that Republican. He'll grab all the independents.
Yeah,
and then you have that bland Mitt Romney, and then there you go. Obama's in the White House all because of Ron Paul. You better do something about that.
But he needs someone even older and more confused as a running mate.
Where am I?
Maybe he can get is James Stockdale still around?
Admiral Stockdale.
Admiral Stockdale.
I used to call him the extra on Cheers. Just sitting at the bar going, huh? Norm. Uh-huh. No, not yet. Not yet, Mr. Stockdale. Norm. No, not yet.
Ron Paul.
We had a victory for something very important in this country. We had a victory for the cause of liberty last night.
I heard a baby in there.
Yeah, in a bar.
Yeah, exactly. And then this is the Making Sense, Ron Paul.
What we need to do is say that once again, this country should never go to war unless the war is declared, win it, and come home.
Yay! You sound sane now. Okay. All right. 45 minutes after the hour. Look how good girl Riley's being.
Yeah.
What a sleepy baby.
The sensor's asleep. Go hog wild.
I go crazy in the last segment. Back with more coffee with Carlos El Rocky next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Just stay on this frequency. We'll be right with you. Just stay on this frequency.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, this is the story.
Stephanie Miller.
Nasty dog.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. The phone number toll free from anywhere. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting. The best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try it free. Check it out. GoToMeeting.com. Click on the try it free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie. We are in the midst of coffee with Carlos El Rocky.
That's right. I'm doing it without caffeine. Ironically speaking, I'm caffeine-free today.
No caffeine. No
Lawrence caffeine. In New Orleans, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Lawrence.
Hey, Mama, how you doing?
I'm good.
When are you coming down to New Orleans? Because we got a little bit something a little bit stronger than box wine up and down.
I don't know what it's talking about, but you never know what sexy liberal elves are working on. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Oh, I say if you want somebody really crazy to split the vote, I think you should call for the God Warrior for president.
God Warrior? Yeah, there you go.
For people who don't want dark-sidedness.
There you go. People against the dark-sided. There
Round
you go.
Is dark-sided, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. She is dark-sided, too.
For people that don't know how to modulate. Okay.
Was that a Michelle Obama in the White House?
Angry black woman.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Hey, we broke the story this morning. Rick Santorum, he has communist liberals in his family and back in Italy.
Oops.
Oh, yikes. It's a show.
Meet Rick's campaign host everywhere, from Iowa to Delaware. While Rudolph only had to fight Italian fascists day and night, what a crazy pair. Still they're cousins, Santorum cousins all the way. The ones on left, the ones on right, you Google one to get a fright. You can lose your mind with that communist Santorum of mine.
Thank you, Mike and Raleigh. Oh, so Santorum, by the way, he hit his Republican rivals for their critiques of Mitt Romney's record at Bain Capital. So what, him and Ron Paul are defending Romney. It's just a mess, this Republican field, isn't it? It's just they're fighting each other.
They're aligning themselves for kickbacks after Romney gets elected. Remember? Right. Remember we were the ones that didn't say anything? Remember Mitt?
Well, you know what, he's going to have a little trouble because a new Pew poll... 66% of Americans see serious conflict between the rich and the poor. They keep accusing the president of starting class wars. Hello? He didn't cause the income inequality. According to a new Pew poll, full 66% of Americans believe there's serious class warfare in the country. Mm-hmm. And that's because it has been so skewed toward the rich for so long. That's what this whole 99% movement's
class warfare
about.
From the top down.
That's why Frank Luntz is so nervous.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it's resonating. Don't talk about it.
Higher wages for CEOs, less wages for the workers.
Yes,
over the last 10 years.
They're in a bit of disarray. Neil Cavuto talking about this.
It does sound weird. Republican criticizing someone who did what he did through private enterprise and not spending a dime of taxpayer cash.
Everything sounds weird when you're saying it.
Because I sound like a Muppet.
I declare this show in the name of Mars.
And,
don't make me angry.
And check this out. This is Rick Perry.
I hate being disintegrated.
So normally, where any Republican goes for a softball interview is Hannity. And this is Rick Perry on Hannity's show.
Let me ask you, Governor, because you've also had some very harsh words about
about Governor Mitt Romney, who now has won Iowa and New Hampshire. He said, talking about his days at Bain Capital, Bain Capital compared companies like that. They leave the carcasses behind. Bain is a vulture capital company. They walked into South Carolina, a company like Gaffney. They picked the bones clean of those people who lost their jobs in the same mill. You say, rather than restructure jobs, they're trying to make money. Ethics get thrown out the door. They make as much money as they can in a hurry.
Check.
You know, when I hear that, it almost sounds like Occupy Wall Street. It doesn't sound like somebody that is governing the state of Texas as a conservative.
No. Oh, dear.
But he said that as if that's bad. Right. That sounds like Occupy Wall Street, which is bad.
No,
you idiot, it's good.
That's why I'm kind of happy clappy, Carlos, but I'm feeling pretty good about this election because you can look at polling, whether it's Citizens United or all this income inequality, huge swaths of Americans agree. So there you have Martha McCollum on Fox News Radio. No, corporations
are people.
Look at
the way that corporate America runs. Now, I would even think that there's also a defense for the statement that corporations are people. Yeah. You know what? They are. They're made up of human beings. Uh-huh. They support tons of families who work there.
See?
Those people are dedicated to those operations. Now, there are companies that are going to go bankrupt in this nation because they're not equipped to succeed. Mm. That is the system that we created. That's the system that we live by. And when those businesses fail, other businesses succeed.
Mm-hmm. Soylent Green
businesses are more likely to fail if Bain Capital gets involved, however.
Yeah, but the problem is that the corporations aren't answerable to people. They're answerable to their board members and their stockholders. So they can do anything they want, basically. So that's where that analogy ends. Mm-hmm. You know, an elected official is ostensibly answerable to his constituents and the people that voted for him. The corporations are only answerable to the board members and the stockholders.
Yeah. Well, that's where I think, as we were saying earlier, Mitt made his mistake, is that he's tried to use this record of his as saying he's a job creator.
I'm a job creator.
When anybody that was involved with it can say that is not the point of it at all. So it's not, nobody's criticizing capitalism or free enterprise. It's the way companies like Bain do it.
If people get laid off or fired, that's not the definition of creation. That's disintegration, as you were talking about.
Oh,
shiny, happy
Jim is going to want to book a trip to San Francisco. Wait, you're from San Francisco, aren't you?
I am from San Francisco.
Yeah.
Well,
I
was born in San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm not sure you've... naked woman jailed after disturbance at Bay Area Whole Foods. After taking off her underwear in Whole Foods in Palo Alto, a middle-aged woman was arrested. The officers received a call that she was throwing bread and other items in the store. The woman refused to identify herself, took off her underwear, and might have thrown it at someone, but she didn't hit anyone.
It's like the end of the movie.
See, that's what's considered a disturbance in a Palo Alto Whole Foods.
Oh, my God.
I was nearly
pantless.
Struck. It almost struck my arugula. Why?
There's a hair in my rice soup.
Oh.
All right, other crime stack. London robber used sex toy in holdup. A robber who held a British betting shop with his girlfriend's sex toy. Oh, dear.
Oh, yes.
And you do know where that's been, so that's, you know.
Yeah.
He concealed his partner's rampant rabbit vibrator.
Rampant rabbit?
I haven't seen that.
Please, Eddie, no! Oh, yeah, rabbit, you're going in there. Not again!
Give me all your money!
I'm tired!
He concealed it in the rampant rabbit in a plastic bag, and the court was told he pointed the sex aid at the cashier and forced her to hand over more than $1,100 in cash.
Wow.
The judge said it's right to record that you did not have a firearm, but you pretended you had and intended that those you confronted believe that you did, and it must have been truly terrifying for them at the time.
That's
and
right.
If you've ever been confronted with a rampant rabbit, I'm sure you would agree.
Rabbit.
The court was told that he was a drug addict. His lawyer said his client was in a fragile state of mind because of his battle with narcotics that forced him to arm himself.
I love it. Where's your rampant rabbit?
What are you doing with my rabbit?
I've got to go make us middle class.
All right. Carlos L. Rocky is at CarlosLRocky.com.
That's right. I'll be at the Improv Lab on Sunday night, the Ed Foreman Show at 10 p.m. And then in Tampa, Florida, the 26th through the 28th
and
at
the
Improv.
I can report he is the baby whisperer. Riley is sleeping like a little baby now.
That's right.
His little daddy magic.
Shiny, tiny corporations holding hands.
All right. See you tomorrow for Friday's Fugle Slang on the Stephanie Miller Show.